Well, hello there. This is Living Your Success with Michael Caine. Yes, that's right. Another hopefully informative and exciting episode. What are we going to talk about today? Let's get right into it. How do you choose a career? This show is about success. It's not always about starting a business or being an entrepreneur, making millions and billions in crypto, being a stock trader or a real estate expert, investor, billionaire, zillionaire. It's not always about that. Those are nice goals and a nice pathway to be financially set in life. However, some of us folks want a career, want a pathway to a career, something they enjoy, and is also financially self-sustaining. So that's the bulk of society. To make it in this world in a vocation that we like, that pays us well, enough, whatever enough is. And we enjoy the environment, hopefully. Which is another podcast, is those who hate their job and not happy, unfulfilled, etc. That's a whole nother podcast. But I have to mention it in this podcast because it's necessary to talk about and to mention if you find joy in what you do or will do, or you're unhappy or you're not fulfilled. So we have to talk about that when you're in search of the career that you want or need to be fulfilled and to be in your purpose. So a lot of, I would say, self-reflection is in order. You're going to have to discover what makes you tick. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But let's get on. We're going to drill it down. I'm going to talk at a higher level and drill it down to us as human beings here. There's a lot of career choices. A lot of things. You just name it. Besides trying to be a actor or a celebrity or a major sports figure, there's many other occupations out there. Not everybody's meant to dribble a basketball or go hike and run down a football field or soccer field, if that matter, or golf or tennis. And you can go on and on with the different types of sports, which we love. We love our sports. However, everyone doesn't have a proclivity to being a superstar sports person or actor or musician, etc. So, what do I do with my life, you may say? Now, that question may be out there when you graduate high school or just before high school. When I graduate, what am I going to do? Am I going straight to college? And that could be academic college or vocational college. Or am I going to find a job that can turn into a career? What am I going to do? So all you young folks out there, you're asking that question. What am I going to do? You could be asking this at 5 years old, 10 years old, 14, 17. Definitely by the time you're 17, it should be already in your vocabulary, your lexicon here, where, what am I going to do? You're about to get booted out of high school, where you're forced to go into a world you're not forced to do anything. Okay. So different dynamics here of being in mandatory school and when you graduate and what happens after that. What's next? I would be asking myself that now. And some of you, this podcast is more than just college age or high school or young adult. This is for anyone. Because guess what? You could have, since 3 years old, know what you're going to do. And then you go to college. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get a degree, maybe another degree, advanced degree, professional degree, or go to vocational college, get these skills for, let's say, automotive or electrician or some building trades, right? Then you do it. You fulfilled your goal, your dream. But that may have been the dream at the time. And let's say 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, you says, I want to do something else. I'm bored. I'm tired. I don't have a passion for this anymore. I want to shift. So some of us are shifting, and that's natural. We want to do something else. We played it out. We starred in our movie. We had 4 or 5 sequels in our movie, and we want to change up. We want to act in another genre, right? So you may be 30, 40, 50, 60 years old saying, I want to do something else. I want to do something different. That's fine. Where you feel fulfilled and you have passion. You have a cause to be someone or something that is beyond what you are now. It's not to say that we are self-hating and say, I don't love my life, I don't like it, but maybe that's true. Maybe something shifted over the years and I'm just not happy. And I say, instead of moaning and groaning, we got to do something about it. We got to work on getting you the heck out of what you're doing into something else. What else do you want to do? Do you have a long-lost hobby you're interested for 20 years or when you were a kid and that's really what you wanted to do, or what? And it maybe not been practical at the time. So I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. If ask yourself this is not Michael Caine. This you're asking yourself. If what I'm doing today, repeat it after me, please. If what I am doing today is getting me closer to where I want to be tomorrow. Are you like the little hamster spinning the wheel and the scenery is the same? You say, oh my God, I've been spinning this wheel for 4 or 5 hours, for 4 or 5 years, 10 years, and I'm still in the same place. So let's say, obviously, you're not doing something right, something you need to do in order to change your scenery, to change your life. So if what you're doing today is not getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow, you got to do something else. Like, listen to my podcast, Living Your Success 24/7. That's right. And I encourage you, highly encourage you, to buy my book. The paperback is affordable, definitely. But it's in ebook form, which is affordable. And I have hardcover, Slaying Your Dragons, Living the Life You Always Wanted. Michael Caine. That's right. K-A-N-E. So, let me tell you, when we're little kids, people use the teacher, could be the teacher, your mother, or somebody, adult, or other kids. What do you want to be when you grow up? And then we say, policeman, astronaut, whatever it is, musician, NBA star, football star, right? Whatever it is. And normally, we didn't hesitate. It just rattled off our tongue. We gurgitated out real quick. And see, that little kid is honest, see. Just didn't criticize himself. I won't be able to do this. Oh, I can't do this. No negatives whatsoever. Little kid is just totally, that's what a transparent, that's what it is. I want to be this. Now, true, 5 days later, they're giving you another answer, you know. Before it was a policeman, now it's a firefighter or the president of the United States. You know, it changes. And that's fine, too. But, you know, the great thing about being a kid, the great thing is that you're open to all the possibilities in the big sense of P word, possibilities. Will it may be practical to be certain things? Maybe not. But you know what? At least if you, let's use the word try, if you acted it out and went through it and didn't make it, at least there's no regret of failing to take action. I'd rather fail in the action versus failing in not doing. And a couple things, I still got a couple things on my bucket list that I have to correct, that I should have done years ago. Let's face it, I think we all have something on that list that we have a passion to do, but guess what's stopping us? It's a four-letter word. It's fear, F-E-A-R. That's stopping me, that's stopping you, stopping all of us. Fear. You could have the greatest talent for whatever it is, but if that fear gets in the way, if the fear overpowers the dream, you're not going to do it. So we have to reverse course. We have to develop the courage. And let me tell you, folks, courage is not the absence of fear. That's just a lie. Courage is what you do when you walk in fear, but you walk in toward accomplishing and taking action, doing whatever it is you said you're going to do. That is courageous. That is heroic. To do it despite the fear. Get on that stage. Write that book. Write that music. Do that dance. Shoot that film. Do that law. Do that doctrine. Be that farmer. Be the athlete. Be that teacher. Be that engineer. Do what your body, your system is telling you to do. What's the wealthiest place on earth, folks? Let me get is I give you 2-3 more seconds. What's the wealthiest place on earth? Oh, is it Tokyo, San Francisco, Beverly Hills? No, it's that cemetery. What you say, Michael Caine? You heard me. Cemetery. Where all the millions and billions of people that made promises, made their wish list, their bucket list, their New Year's resolutions, and didn't do it. They're gone. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let us bury you without you fulfilling your stuff on your list. Now, it should be somewhat reasonable. Now, if you want to get on a spacecraft and go to Saturn or Pluto, that may not happen. So now I'm not saying to limit and restrict that bucket list and that dream and what you want to choose, what you want to do as a vocation. But be real with yourself, okay? And you can arguably say be real with your circumstances, but there's too many people that are successful that push beyond their situation and got out of it and conquered their dream, right? Change your thoughts and you change your world. Norman Vincent Peale, change your thoughts and you change your world. Things manifest while they're in your head. Then again, your spirit, and it boils and it burns in a good way. Unbridled passion. And then the action comes. Right? So, do you want to stay safe and do nothing? You can live an okay life, a nice life. May not be the life that was meant for you, though. Just good. Jim Collins, Good to Great, built the last 2 books. Encourage you to get them. It's like, it's not good enough to be good. You got to be great. It should be at least the goal, the expectation. I want to be great in this. I want to be okay. I want to be so-so. I want to be like everyone else. paraphrase Jimmy Johnson. Do you want to be safe and good or take a chance and be great? Here's another one. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. So when are you going to decide? I'm quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson. Only person you destined to become is the person you decide to be. So it does come with a decision first. You just don't happenstance into it. Now, things can happen out of your control that you didn't plan on it. But you got to do something. You got to decide which road do I take? When I start this journey, pursuing my purpose with a passion and a whole lot of patience. And so, sounded real simple earlier on, how to choose a career, right? How to choose a career. It's not so simple, necessarily. So, you have to discover, my friends, you have to ask another question to yourself. Who am I? Who do I want to be? Who am I? Who am I? It's a simple question. You think most people would be prepared for that? Just ask people. You'd be surprised. There'd be some stuttering and hesitation. So, you have to look at your present circumstances and what is lacking that you need to get in order to fill that gap so you can take that appropriate action to go towards your goal. It may not be an easy journey. Most journeys worthwhile are not easy. What's the key to your future? Look out for those doors of opportunity, folks. Look for them. So how do you choose a career? Are you have a proclivity to something? Do you have excitement to do something, to be something? You have to start with the question, who am I? You have to start with you. Before you start flipping on any pages of something or looking on the internet, you got to reflect. You can get ideas now. Please do that. Encourage. Google this, Google that, being that, whatever. Do research. Got to do your research. But the greatest research is, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You got to answer that question. And then your research will be worthwhile, more worthwhile, when you figure that, because it'll help you. It'll be a compass, because you'll filter things out that aren't you and filter things in that are you. What is your vision? You got to have a vision plan. So you can go turn them dreams, get them out of your head from a dream into reality. What are your values? What are your goals? What makes you tick? Who you want to be? Don't be what everybody else wants you to be. And you know how we invest in little cars, fancy cars, paying who knows what that we can't afford, going broke slowly, buying a big house you can't afford, jewelry, clothes, having a good time, a good life, and it's fine to have fun and all that, but not to where it's called self-destruction. There's so many ways to destroy yourself and not too many ways to build yourself. There's certain things you got to do. You got to invest in yourself. We invest in all this other stuff, stock market, crypto, real estate, businesses, other stuff. You got to invest in yourself. And you got to prepare, research, all that stuff. Put stuff in writing too, because it holds yourself accountable. And I've coached many people over my years, coached and mentored, done many presentations, many workshops, many seminars. I've done a lot over the years. And it comes down to believing in yourself. At the end of the day, that's the fuel of belief, hope. So I've had people say, I'm too old, I'm too young. I've said that to myself. Say, it's not too late. Say, I'm not too old. I'm not too young. I have the talent. I have all I need to be successful because I have me. Okay, say, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of contacts, but you got you. The most important piece of your life puzzle is you. Don't discount yourself. Don't discount yourself. You have you. So, how to choose a career? Do those things. You can meet with counselors, meet with people you believe in, the respect, give you honesty, truthful feedback, and consider things you do well, things you don't do well, and put it all together. So that's it. And please subscribe and share my podcast, Living Your Life 24/7 with other people. Share it, please. Send links out. I encourage you to buy my book. Working on another book right now. It's in the work. So it's a labor of love writing books, I tell you, and writing stuff. But my goal is for you to be successful. Grow and develop and be successful how you define it. No one else can define it but you. So I want you to be healthy, successful, financially successful. Money is good. Don't love money, but we sure need it. Want to eat, want to have shelter and clothes and food. So it's a necessity. So I want to be emotionally, psychologically, spiritually healthy, successful, and relational successful. Building effective relationships is part of the key to your success. So I encourage you to do that. And look up, shoot for the stars, as they say. And don't quit. Don't quit. You got to have patience now. So that's it. It's been a wonderful journey with you on this podcast. And so visit www.livingyoursuccess.com. Appreciate it. LivingYourSuccess.com and share my podcast with others, please. And as I said before, we're going to be moving into a video, you know, podcast, video casting, and like YouTube, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and posting certain things on different sites. So that's going to happen at some point. Can't give a date. So I encourage you to invest in yourself still. So that said, this is Michael Kane with Living Your Success 24/7. Until next time, my friends, next time.